Tom Mitchell has joined a Sydney midfielder who was in the middle of it all last night, racking up the footy as he always does. And as I said, has been good enough to join us. Good afternoon to you, Tom.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Congratulations on the win last night. It's been a short career so far. What did you learn about the absolute upper limit of intensity from that game last night?
Yeah, I suppose when you come up against a team like Hawthorn, you always know you're going to get a really intense physical game, and last night was a prime example of that. It was probably the most high intense game I've been a part of, and it was just really, really good that we were able to fight it out and come away with a good win.
Rowan Connolly here, Tom. Congratulations. It's a great game and a really important win. I spoke to Stuart Dew on Thursday, I think, just in the lead up to the game, and he was talking about how much heat had been put on, I reckon, the midfield group in particular, in terms of maintaining that intensity at the contest. And I seemed to get the impression that while the coaching group were reasonably happy with overall this season the intensity you guys have shown, that they thought it had to go up another cog if you were to beat Hawthorn. Are you satisfied that happened?
I suppose to an extent, but at the same time, Hawthorn has a lot of quality mids, as we know. Guys like Mitchell, Lewis, Langford, there's plenty of guys, so it's sort of hard to shut them all down. But I suppose it comes down to midfield versus midfield, and just working together to try and shut those guys down, and just like you said, getting that work rate up and working really hard right throughout the game and fighting it to the end.
Tom, Scott Lucas here. Well down in clearances, well down in inside 50s, yet you still win. Why and how did you win?
I'm not too sure. I suppose when you're in the middle of a game, you're not really thinking about those stats too much. But yeah, that's the first time I've actually heard those stats. But I suppose we just thought if we could just keep chipping away and do the basics well, in a high-intense game, I suppose, if you just do the basics well and get the ball moving forward and keep running hard, that hopefully things start swinging away. So hopefully they did towards the end of the game, and hopefully that was the reason why we got the win in the end.
Tom, do you ever, during the course of the game, discuss whether you said you didn't last night, but often do you discuss down at clearances, need to roll another one up or need to sit on Mitchell as a result of him getting on top, or do you just stick to what you're doing?
Yeah, I think the coaches are pretty good at analysing that, and they'll feed that information into us. And there was a few things mentioned, mainly at the breaks last night at halftime, three quarter time, things that we needed to adjust to, just to tinker with, just to get things back on our terms. So, like you said, Mitchell was a player who was getting on top for a bit, and a few other of their players were obviously playing pretty well as well, Rioli and those types. So, like I said, they're all quality players. It's hard to shut them all down, but I suppose there were a few things we had to try and do.
So just further to that, Tom, just to give people an idea of how frenetic that whole midfield scenario is, how many opponents would you have had last night?
I suppose with the amount of rotations these days, you're sort of floating on different players at all different times. It is sort of a midfield versus midfield thing in a way, and you just try and get a like for like, I suppose, at stoppages, a player who's similar to you, and just try and win your one-on-ones when you can, and then work with your teammates around you to try and get the ball in your hands and get it going forward.
So is that up to you then? Are you dictating who you're standing at a particular stoppage, or is that coming from the bench?
We sort of get an idea at the start of the week who the matchups will be and who we'd like to be playing on, and who the players are who we'd like to know their influence. But I suppose that's sort of all done with the planning throughout the week, and then you just, whatever's thrown at you on game day, you just might have to adjust to a few things, but generally you have a pretty good idea of who's going to be in there and what to expect.
Tommy, Nick Maxwell, mate, just on your own form, it must have been super frustrating. I mean, the outside world watching you play for the Twos for Sydney for probably over 12 months, we were sort of wondering what was going on. What was the message to you? What did you have to work on? And what have you changed coming back on the side over the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, Nick, I suppose it was a combination of things. I suppose I've had probably a history of injuries, which have probably, my fitness has always probably been a bit down. And this year I was able to do a pre-season and not miss a session over the pre-season, which has probably helped me be able to run games out better. And I've definitely noticed that in the game so far. And also probably just adjusting to different roles, whether that be with a run with or going forward and trying to kick a few goals, or just adjusting and adding different strings to my game. I suppose, yeah, just a combination of overall improvement in my game.
It was really admirable, the position you took. You know, you wanted to stay at Sydney and prove yourself there, work your way into that team, despite the fact that there seemed to be serious, or there was serious interest in you in the off-season. How close did you get, Tom, or not at all, to deciding that maybe your future lay elsewhere?
No, I was always very happy in Sydney and always definitely wanted to stay. And, you know, a great bunch of players and leaders we have at the club. And, you know, I was always definitely going to stay in Sydney. I love the place and love all the boys. So, yeah, it was a pretty easy decision to stay, I suppose.
Now, you're a young man and you make up your own mind, but I know your father's got some pretty good...
Oh, no, he's not going to Carlton.
Your old man's got some pretty good mates he made at Carlton who are some fairly influential characters, powerful individuals.
He's trying to recruit every guest we have on.
Well, he's clearly...
Tom, tell him to rack off.
He's clearly decided not to go to the Carlton Footy Club, but was any influence brought to bear from any of your old mates, your old man's mates along the way?
To be honest, I think it was all just a bit of media speculation. We actually never really heard anything about it. And, you know, I'm like I said, happy in Sydney and, you know, happy that we got a win last night and just looking forward to the rest of the season.
Very professional. Professionally handled,
I'll
Tom.
Get him off your case, Tom. Andy, you've got Nick Maxwell here and Scott Lucas. They're willing and available to play for the Carlton Football Club. Either of them would still be getting a kick.
Would you?
Hey, Tom, this is probably... It's a little left field, but, like, some midfielders are constantly having to work at lifting their possession rate. Others just, the ball just seems to follow them around. Now, we've all noticed the massive, what was that seconds game? You got 50, Neefel, 53 or something?
You were looking at me. I thought you were still talking about me.
No, sorry, Nick. You were like that forever. You can't quantify that. But do you know why you've always been such a ball magnet, Tom? Is there some particular skill that you have that just always sees you near the footy?
I'm not too sure. You know, I suppose... playing in a team that has players such as, you know, Dan Hannabury, Josh Kennedy, Luke Parker, Kieran Jack, the list goes on. If they're, you know, feeding you the ball all the time, it makes your job a lot easier. So it's probably, you know, it's a credit to all my teammates and all the players, you know, who work really well together. And, you know, I just try and learn as much as I can off those guys. And obviously they're some of the best players in the game. So just try and learn as much as I can off those guys.
It's a good school, isn't it? Hey, last one before we let you go. It was such a physical contest last night. And it was aggressive early. Was much made of that in the pregame. We know what happened in the grand final. We know you weren't part of it. But was that part of the kind of thread, the conversation, the narrative in the week leading into the game that we have to, whatever comes our way, we've got to make a physical statement in this game?
I think it was just no different to any other week. I suppose every week you just want to prepare as best you can. And you know, as disappointing last year as it was, you know, that's last year and this year is a different year. So I think we just prepared like we would any other game and knew that Hawthorn, you know, being one of the best teams in the competition, we'd have to be at our best to beat them. So, you know, we just treated it like another game, prepared our best throughout the week and it was just really good to get a win last night.
Well played, mate. You got the Blues up there on Friday night. Just go easy, will you, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we don't, you know, Carlton, they've still got a lot of quality players, so we definitely won't be taking it too easy. They're still a good team, so yeah, we're looking forward to next Friday.
You're a good man. Well played last night, and good luck for the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.